This tactile paving, these square slabs were put down, well, quite a few years ago, and this was all under this town and village renewal, you know, and the upgrade at the time. But over the years, like, they're down over, I don't know, 20, 30 years or more, and with the heavy traffic there, and occasionally a van or a car drives up into the footpath for whatever reason, maybe doing deliveries or whatever, like. But over the years, and maybe weather and one thing and another, the tiles themselves, these slabs started to move, and it doesn't take much, maybe a wee quarter or half inch, something like that, a couple of mil. And as I say, just the last Thursday, Friday, there was a young woman reported fell just quite near Michaelhenny's there. But this is happening all too often. They need really from one end of Balfay to the other, them tiles pass would need to be all lifted and relayed again, that or completely redone. That does going to take quite a bit of money, but we do have money left over from the pay and display. As you know, we use the pay and display money to keep the town tidy and clean and litter free, but there is surplus money there. That was lightning footpath money and development charge money. Again, that's just what we'd like the engineer to sit down and come up with a plan of how to do it. Like, and do so much, and maybe there's an opportunity to borrow some money and try and do it all at once, because it's certainly you need to do one side of the road at a time, you know, or divide the town into four quarters and do a quarter at a time. But it's beyond a joke now to see so many people, old and not so old, falling on our footpaths. It is, in this day and age, it's ridiculous.